This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicagoans and their pets are in the middle of this week's heat wave. Temperatures tomorrow will likely exceed 90 degrees, leaving pet owners and their four-legged friends with limited exercise options. Chicago veterinarian Dr. Keith True says extreme heat can become especially dangerous for dogs who are overweight or breeds who have short snouts.
Keep walks or any strenuous activities, short. And then obviously make sure there's water. Dogs shed their heat by panting. Dogs don't sweat. So if you're waiting for your dog to be panting heavily to head inside, unfortunately, sometimes that can't be too late.
True says you should try to walk your pets in the early morning or in the evening to limit sun exposure. It was an unusually stormy spring this year in central Illinois. National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Shimon says Illinois' count of 70 tornadoes this year is 25% higher than the state's 30-year average. And he says this week's extreme heat might tamp down on the risk of more tornadoes.
Well, that's going to suppress our potential for really significant, tornadic type events. We get large hail, maybe some damaging wind, but the tornado threat tends to diminish when we have a really hot atmosphere across the area.
The Weather Service confirmed 5 tornadoes developed within 20 minutes in downstate McLean County a week ago, and a 6th twister in neighboring Ford County. Hundreds of car dealerships across North America this week are facing a major disruption. Suburban Hoffman Estates-based CDK Global was hit by 2 cyber attacks on Wednesday. That company provides software technology to car dealerships that help with their day-to-day operations, things like facilitating vehicle sales, financing, insurance, and repairs. So prospective car buyers may be facing delays at affected dealerships, or they might see their orders written up by hand with no immediate end in sight. Hundreds of cycling enthusiasts are in Chicago this weekend for an international convention named after a local sports legend. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the 3rd annual Major Taylor International Cycling Convention is gathered through Sunday in the Bronzeville neighborhood. Taylor is credited for being the first Black American global sports star. Bill Gaston founded the convention and says it consists of seminars regarding topics like health and nutrition, as well as daily rides of different lengths. He's most looking forward to tomorrow's 62-mile route.
It stops just outside of the cemetery where Major Taylor was buried, and people will be able to go and pay their respects to Major Taylor.
Democratic Illinois U.S. Representative Jonathan L. Jackson will speak on his legislative effort to award Major Taylor the Congressional Gold Medal posthumously. Weather, it is hot. Sunny skies, high in the mid-90s today, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, hot, high again in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.